Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
People will study medicine to get a job or to solve a problem, and most of the times it is other people's problems.
We are emotional beings also, and our organs are also connected to the emotions. We can start with the small steps. The first step is the most important, and this is a decision to make agreement with yourself that you will try something. When you are tired, you cannot think properly, you cannot make the decision, you are overwhelmed, your inner behavior become absolutely different. So what we can do? Change.
A lot of the times when you have a lot of stress, that stress is actually borrowing energy from someplace.
We never know how long we will live, and we have to use every second, every minute, and live it with a joy and share with the people. And I believe in this universe law: whatever you send, you will get it in return. And boosting each other and helping to each other, we help also to ourselves.
But one thing that they don't think about is life by itself, because most people think that other people die. That means millions of people around the world are losing people every day, and it could be anyone. Hello and welcome to another exciting interview on the Shift with CJ podcast. Today, I am super excited because we are doing a two-part series. In the morning, I have been to a secret lab where we have explored some quantum medicine technology. And now I have the doctor right here with me. Today on the guest, we have Dr. Ludmila, who is a doctor in medicine, but she just doesn't stop there. She also practices quantum medicine as well as acumen medicine. What are all those terms? I will let Dr. Ludmila define it. So everyone, please welcome Dr. Ludmila. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm actually enjoying. It was a really nice morning and conversation about the quantum medicine and the possibilities. I'm a doctor of conventional medicine, but after that, I wanted for some more answers. This leads to the acupuncture. And then after this, I was going on homeopathy, then microresonance and bioresonance, which is both actually part of the quantum medicine, to find something more. So now I'm international trainer for the biocombioresonance method from the German company Regumed, which is present more than 35 years in more than 90 countries worldwide.
Wow.
So this is something that changed my life, that changed my perspective in everyday life, you know, in physical level, in my health, in my mental state, in emotions and so on. So the reason I love this so much is because I'm the new person. You know, when you feel that you are better, not only for yourself, for the others, for everything, and when you are in a full energy, that you can do a lot of tasks during the day, and we are stressed and overwhelmed with everything that is surrounding us.
Wow, that's interesting, because you're not, a lot of the times people will study medicine to get a job or to solve a problem, and most of the times it is other people's problems. Like a heart surgeon would never do a surgery on his own heart, right? So they always will help someone else. But what you're saying is this entire science around quantum, around acu, all of these traditional Chinese medicine up to a very big point, it has also helped you. So you are like a live example. That's what I typically call like the biohacker mindset, where you've gone in, changed a lot of things, which has helped you, and now you're helping the world. Thank you so much for that. My question to you is, now in the morning, and people who are listening, there is also another video, you can go watch that. We go through a lot of other things. But for this one, doctor, can you define what, in your understanding, is quantum medicine and what is acumen medicine? Because sometimes people might have heard about this, but I'm sure there's a lot of confusion around this area.
You know, when we are speaking about the quantum medicine, we are actually speaking about huge energetic field. So quantum medicine is working on physical, mental, and emotional levels. Mm. So each cell and tissue has its own frequency. When they are working in balance, we say that the body is in good immunity. But if there is certain disturbance from the outside or inside, this communication can be interrupted or it can be stopped, you know. So we have the issue with energy flow and sending the information. Where we are speaking from the acupuncture side, we are speaking about the acupuncture meridians and the energy that is flowing through the body. Quantum medicine also includes not only acupuncture, homeopathy, you know, different information of the gemstones, Schisler salts, then informations of the food, then virus, bacteria, parasites, heavy metals, and so on. So we can see with this, for example, something that we cannot find in conventional medicine. Why? Because this is on an energetic level. The person can previously have contact with some virus or bacteria or parasite. At the moment we test in the lab, there is no on physical level, but there is something like a scar, you know. And then if the body have a lot of disturbances from outside, from environmental toxins, then it can react on a different way. And then we go to this low immunity. When the frequencies are really low, then we actually have reaction with all these pathogens. And beside that, we are also following influence of the radiation. Today, we are living in a modern world. We have a lot of benefits, but it also gives us a lot of burdens. So what we can do, mobile phones, computers, this is our working tools, and we are exposed daily a lot. So in conventional medicine, we don't follow up this influence. A lot of people today say that they have brain fog, fatigue, lack of concentration, exhaustion, or they have different kind of physical disease like we find in conventional medicine. Sometimes the results are perfectly good in the labs, in the testing, scanning, and so on. And the patient is saying, I'm not feeling well, you know, or they have painful condition or the stage when they change the symptoms. So they don't know what to do. This also leads to, you know, anxiety and depression. They feel that there is no solution for such things. So it can be, for example, e-smog, geopathy, like radiation. It can be also the scar that the patient have from previous operation. Why scar? Because when we cut the tissue, the energy above and below is not the same. So this energetic level is disturbed, but also innervation, circulation, and we cannot see it. As a doctors, we see that the operation passed perfectly good, that the scar is good looking, and we don't know what is actually the background of the scar. So it can be also from the fractures, for example, or it can be the strains, or it can be emotional scar, because we are emotional beings also, and our organs are also connected to the emotions. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I put a lot of attention to the biological clock.
Can you explain what that is,
the
biological clock?
This is, you know, the part that each organ has its own 2 hours when they are in maximum and minimum energy. For example, I often ask people, where you go to sleep? What time? And sometimes they say that you go early or late. Why ask this question? From 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. is the time for the meridian of the gallbladder. And this is the time where we should rest, you know, and when we should be in calm, in peace, you know. So the gallbladder can support the liver, which is the next organ. They work together. And when we are speaking about the detox, liver is from traditional Chinese medicine, the organ for the detox, for like a big factory of the blood. And if we don't support this organ, then we can have some disturbances. So the main emotion connected to the liver is anger. And when I ask patients, do you wake up during the night? And they say, yes, often. Sometimes they say, I'm waking up at 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. It means something. It gives us that there is a certain emotion which is also included in this part. So if they say between 1 and 3, then we are speaking about the anger. And usually this anger is mainly connected to us. We might be angry to the other people, but generally this anger is mainly about us and about some things that we did or didn't do it. And it can be also on the subconscious level, because as we all know, the conscious is 5% and 95% we are speaking about the subconscious. So if they're waking up between 3 and 5, we are speaking of the meridian of the lungs, and the main emotion is sadness and sorrow. So this emotion can come from the certain situation that is happening at the moment, or it can be from even childhood, some emotions that are deep-seated inside. Then when we are speaking about the meridian of large intestine, it is from 5 to 7 a.m. This is very important meridian for letting go. A lot of people who had disturbances with the guts, which are connected to the brain, and they cannot release certain people, certain situations, certain emotions. They can have, you know, like bloating, gases, or a lot of intolerances, or even allergies, or they have problem with constipation or diarrhea. So this is the time where the energy is disturbed. And I also ask patients if they wake up tired or rest, because patient can say, I sleep very well, or I have enough time for sleeping, but still I'm waking up tired. So if we know what hour the patient is tired, we can assume which meridian can be involved in this situation. And then from 7 to 9, we are speaking about the meridian of the stomach, which is actually connected to our solar plexus. And it can be, you know, in this challenging situation, who am I, that the people cannot define themselves. They want to change something in the life, but is it the right time, or they are too late to change something? A lot of self-condemnation, or it can be self-denial or unsatisfaction. And this is something that needs to be improved. And usually this is a very good time for a breakfast to digest all this. And then after that, we are speaking about the meridian connected to the spleen pancreas. So this meridian is also very important, because today we are speaking a lot about the insulin resistance and about diabetes. And the emotion is that people actually don't believe that they that the happiness belongs to them, that they don't deserve it. So some of these patients can say, I wake up very well, rest, and suddenly my energy is going down. Then we have the meridian of the heart, which is between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. So a lot of people who had problem with, you know, the heart, with the blood pressure, or they have, you know, palpitation or even panic attacks, can be restless in this part of the day, or they can have lower energy. And after that, we are speaking about small intestine from 1 to 3. This is the right time for the lunch. Mm-hmm. Small intestine is a very important part of our body, because this is the place when we do absorption of everything that we put into our body. The food, it can be the supplements and everything. So if the enzymes is not working properly, then we can have intolerances, we can have allergies. A lot of people today, they use the supplements, but they cannot absorb them. Mm-hmm. So they have to go to IV drips, and on this way to boost their system. And also speaking about this, we can say that the small intestine is also connected, if we are speaking from this EFT technique, like emotional freedom technique, like tapping on the certain meridians. This is a meridian where we actually give approval to ourselves to do something. You know, this karate point that we are using to give ourselves permission to make some decision, to digest it also. Then from 3 to 5 and 5 to 7, we are speaking about the meridians of the urinary bladder and the kidneys. Many people will say, mostly in this part of the day, that energy is low. And they're connected actually to the fears. We have a lot of fears today. It is a fear first we have before because of the war, then we have the situation for the COVID, then we have, you know, a situation that there is a fear of existence.
Now inflation is high.
Or everything. So wherever you turn on, there is a fear and it makes our energy really low. So these low frequencies are actually putting us into the new stage when we can be in low immunity. Mm-hmm. Like we do with the devices, giving frequencies to the patient to help to raise this vibration. This vibration is putting down. So we need to implement something new to make a decision to change life. We can start with the small steps. The first step is the most important. And this is a decision to make agreement with yourself that you will try something. Mm-hmm. So the meridians generally, then we are speaking about the pericardial meridian, which is connected to communication with the other people, and also of the triple warmer, which is connected to the hormone level.
So they have like a 24-hour cycle.
Yes, 24-hour cycle. And these five elements is actually very much important so we can know what is the base. If you are looking from this approach, we can say that, for example, stomach and the spleen pancreas meridian, they are connected and like yin yang pair, and they represent the earth. So earth is the element that we can consider as a center, and it's connected to digestion. And this is the reason why a lot of scientists are speaking about digestion, that is very important to give to the body as a nourishment. It's like, you know, like a fuel. When you're driving a car, you have to put the right fuel. So it is the same with the body, that we are one perfect machine, but sometimes we need a support, not only from ourselves, from the other parts like maybe devices.
So what about this? I see a lot of people, they're constantly moving around and they don't give themselves enough time. Let's not, like, about the timing, that's, again, you have a certain list of timing, mm-hmm. which I want to ask you later. But a lot of people are stressed and they're eating. They're watching TV and they're eating. They're rushing between meetings and they're eating. They're standing and they're eating. They're walking and they're eating. They're eating in their car. All of these times where traditionally, with evolution, we're not meant to be doing so many things while eating, because the only time any species is eating is the time where there's absolutely calmness around them. Because if there's a war, if you've been chased by a predator or something chaotic is happening, your central nervous system will not allow you to eat in more of these early life forms. But now there could be a lot of marketing, there could be a lot of, like, you know, work stuff, and we're still eating. And I know that this kind of approach actually activates the sympathetic nervous system. And anytime you have a sympathetic nervous system dominance, it's always good to kind of slow down, take a deep breath. That's why I think this morning you asked me this question, that how do you eat? When do you eat? What do you do when you're eating? What are the emotions that you're feeling that you're eating? And most people don't even think about this. They just think about eating is eating. Mm-hmm. So what state should a person be in? I have two questions for you. What state should a person be in while they're eating? And second question is, you spoke about the spleen, pancreas, stomach, and you mentioned this is the right time for breakfast, right time for lunch, mm-hmm. right time for dinner. Tell us those timings.
So when you were asking me the way people eat, it's really fast. Mm-hmm. Previously, I know when I grow up, it was like a family time for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, where we are sitting together at home. But today, a lot of us are working. Mm-hmm. The working hours are longer. We don't have time. The schedule is different. So each of us eat separate. So there is no love as a part of the meal, which actually we miss. So people just eat to survive. And we have, for example, in quantum medicine testing, 14 different profiles. Mm-hmm. There are profiles like they are eating because of the stress or depression or loneliness, or their type of eater who is eating the leftover food, or mm-hmm. from compensation, you know, as a reward, or so many different kinds, and they're not aware of this because it's just fast. I'm not hungry, I'm going, or I'm really hungry, I need to eat something, or I will fall down, I will faint, and so on. And because of the busy day, we have a lot of tasks. For example, when I was younger, and it was also my issue, when I wake up and start the day, I'm thinking, okay, what I have to do today, I have this meeting, I have to go there, I have to fix this, I have to pay these bills, and so on. I didn't start the day, and I already passed it once. And then the day starts, and then you pass it again. So your energy is double depleted. When you finish everything, you're really, really exhausted. So with the food, when we eat and think about all these things, we digest it. We digest our emotions, our thoughts, whatever we see. And we put it somewhere, you know, in the body, in certain parts, and it's memorized. It can be memorized in our brain. It can be memorized in our tissues, some cell, and then it's stuck there. So my suggestion to everyone, we can find, you know, 10 minutes to sit, eat in peace with some good aims, with some good thoughts, with some wishes. And then you put this kind of energy for digestion and the system will react better. We can eat the best food, but you know, like from the running, it doesn't work. Some patients say to me, I eat only quality food. How do you eat it?
Yeah, what state are you in when you're eating?
Exactly, exactly. And they say, but I don't have time. It's not true. It is excuse, because even the emergency have the time for a pause. So each of us sit, eat, digest. And it's very important when we finish the meal to do some walking, you know, not to sit immediately, just to do like 5 minutes, just some easy exercise, and then continue with the work. I told that the best time depends on which rituals you are following up. We have different kind of eating habits. Some people are on fasting. Some people have their rules. They eat on 3 hours, 4 hours. But generally, according to the meridians, the best time for the breakfast is between 7 and 9, and for the lunch it can be 1 to 3. If the person wants some snack, it can be at 11. And then you know, some people don't have dinner. Those one who have, it have to be at least 3 hours before sleeping. You know, because if we eat late and we go to sleep, we are already overwhelmed. Our system's supposed to work while we are sleeping, and we are using so huge resource, you know, to do all this, and we have the busy day, and we had to process all this information, we are tired. So you can imagine what stress is this for the body. So I usually say to my patients, okay, finish it between 6-7, something like that. This is the best, so you can go normally to bed. And a lot of people will say, we have, you know, problem with the stomach, like acid reflux, then you can have these heartburns and so on. You have to change the eating habits. It also influences us.
Yeah, I guess in the modern times, a lot of people eat really late and they want to eat all the time. So there's dinner and then snack and then snack after snack.
And then we have cravings.
Yeah, exactly. But I completely agree with you. Anywhere between 3 to 4 hours before you're sleeping, if you can finish your last meal. Also, what happens is when we're sleeping, like you said, there's a lot of important processes that are going on in the brain, right? Memory consolidation, memory processing, and all of these different things. And the biggest thing is that our lymphatic drainage system, which is basically a toxin removal factory of the brain, gets activated. But all of these things need resources in terms of energy. Exactly. And if your gut is metabolizing food at that point, this is some energy that you're borrowing. You explained this concept to me that if you're not sleeping at the right time, like for example, when your gallbladder is supposed to be, you know, recycling toxins and then passing it on to your liver to get detox, you're going to skip that process. And then that gallbladder will borrow energy from someone else, like the liver or the kidneys. And it's the same thing here, that every time you eat very close to bed, you're actually interfering in some of the processes that are happening in the brain, whether it is toxin removal, whether it's memory consolidation or formation. And that's also probably a big reason why next day people go through so much, and then it's very hard for people to remember things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because we're not going through the right deep stages, REM stages, all of that.
They're not rest, you know. Mm-hmm. And we also have this moment that we spoke also this morning, presence, past, and future.
Mm-hmm.
We are overwhelmed with stress daily, with the improper food, then lack of water, which is very important because... I told you this morning, after the treatments, and what we actually advise to all patients is to drink a lot of still water, mm-hmm. because water is giving the information, and our body is mainly consists of water. So if we don't have this, how we can send this information? How the cells can communicate, you know?
Does Red Bull count as drinking water because it has some water inside? This is the argument people tell me. I have so much of Diet Coke and it's made out of water. And I have so much of Red Bull and that's made out of water. And I have so much coffee and I put coffee in my water. I'm like, guys, it's not the same thing.
But coffee is like a diuretic, and people don't know that if you drink, you know, the coffee, it's diuretic. You don't have the proper intake of water. So the body can also keep the water as a resource. You don't have in the tissue, in the cell, in the right place. And people will say also those one who had water retention in their hands or legs and so on, no, I cannot drink, I'm full. But this is not the quality water. This is not the water we are speaking, the one who is necessary for communication between the cells. And then when we consider all these things, the person didn't sleep proper, we are tired. When you are tired, you cannot think properly, you cannot make the decision, you are overwhelmed, your inner behavior become absolutely different. So what we can do? Change. We have to start. They say, okay, I will start from tomorrow, or I will start next week or next month. I have to finish something. There is no time for waiting. You are losing your time. Then you make a lot of effort for the other organs to work. You know, if you are tired and I'm the only one who is going to work, okay, I will work, but then I'm tired. I need an assistance from someone else. And that's what is actually happening with the organs, because they all communicate to each other. And then we have the moment, you know, this emotional part that we also speak, that we are in the past or in the future and not in the presence.
Which so we always miss out.
Yes.
I like to explain this concept to someone who is losing a lot of hair. And I told them, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of the times when you have a lot of stress, that stress is actually borrowing energy from someplace. And according to the theory of evolution, your hair at this point, because we are in temperature controlled environment, is the thing that requires the least amount, it's the least useful to protect you. That's why when people don't sleep, they get stressed. The first thing that happens is their hair starts thinning and their hair starts getting grayer, or they even lose a lot of hair. That's why we hear the quote that, you know, if you're so stressed, your hair is falling. And I try to explain to people that this is a matter of energy allocation and resource utilization, where if you have like a certain amount of energy and then you're borrowing it from different sources, it's going to create a disbalance, and it could result in, you know, anger, or it could result in your hair falling off or something else. Also, I like something that you said this morning, was that we were talking about how the body sometimes gives people signs, and you had a very beautiful quote that you mentioned, and it's about the storm quote. So I would let you say it.
If you don't listen to the whisper, you will listen to the storm.
Yeah, everyone, listen to that one more time. If you don't listen to the whisper, you will listen to the storm. You don't want to listen to the storm. In case your body is giving you some kind of an indication, your neck's hurting, your back's paining, your legs hurting, whatever, you cannot sleep, you cannot focus, it's a sign. The body's trying to communicate with you. It's not going to come and tell you, hey, listen, here's what you have to do. It's going to show you that it's not 100%. And the way it's not 100% is 100% people are alive, they're happy, they're moving around, they're sleeping well. Any of these disturbances means the body is trying to tell you something. we at my other company, we ran a circadian rhythms division, and we looked into, this was about 4 years ago, we looked into a lot of sleep data from all over the world. And according to our research 4 years ago, 62 to 72% of the people in the world are not sleeping properly.
Mm.
And these are the people who go to sleep on time and they still cannot sleep. And I know that in cities like Dubai and the Middle East, which is again very fast, similar to London and New York, there are a lot of people who are listening who might have some sleep issues. What does traditional Chinese medicine, quantum mechanics say about sleeping? And do you have any tips that you can give us?
Yes, of course. But first, I want to tell you something about the hair, the losing hair information and approach from traditional medicine. It is connected to the meridians, urinary bladder, and kidney.
Okay.
It belongs to the element of the water. And this is element connected to aging. When we say that we have a gray hair, lack of hair, it comes with the age. And the main emotion for this element is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And we are speaking about a lot of fears today. So it can be indication to this. And also what I want to tell is that a lot of people today have tinnitus or ringing in the ear. And the ear is connected with the meridians. Also, we are speaking about the kidney. The emotion is fear. So this is, you know, diagnosed that we have a lot of different approaches. And the issue in conventional medicine to find a reason, if there is no virus or bacteria or something that is happening, it can be connected to the high blood pressure, but it also can be connected to the element of the water and aging and fears. So according to sleeping disorders, we are speaking about the next element, and this is the element of the tree. Element of the tree is liver and gallbladder, and they are a pair, yin and yang. So if we are stressed, this element is mainly disturbed by stress, and we don't have the proper communication between liver and gallbladder, and there is anger, there is, you know, unforgiveness, rage, bitterness as an emotional stage, and we are eating improper food, we have a lot of disturbances on this element, the tree, and the next element is fire. This is where we are coming to the sleeping disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the other organs who are there. We are speaking about the heart meridian, small intestine, pericardium, and triple warmer. So they are connected to the digestion. They are connected also to this kind of palpitation or, you know, feeling anxiety in the chest area or hormonal disbalances. And this is just like everything is connected with these five elements. So when we are looking to these five elements, we, and generally the quantum medicine, we are going to the root of the issue. We are speaking about the same diagnosis that two person or three, four, five came with the same diagnosis, but the root of the issue is completely different because we include everything. What also can influence, you know, we today, what I see with my patient, they don't have enough time for themselves because they think it's luxury.
Like time is a luxury.
Yes, luxury, because they need to make money or they have obligation to their families or co-workers and so on. So if you're not feeling good, if you empty your sources, how you can give something to someone? And they, you know, a lot of speech today about self-love and what is self-love and how it goes. If you don't plant the seeds, you know, properly, there is no fruits. If you don't have it inside, you cannot give to the other person.
Yeah, you cannot give someone something which you don't have. Even if you wanted to say, I love you to a person, it starts with an I. And you need to love yourself first.
Exactly.
To love someone else. Interesting.
Yes.
What do you tell people who don't, who say we don't have time?
Oh, I had one patient.
Tell us your patient
was
story.
Was very busy and said, I said, okay, you are very busy, you're traveling a lot of companies and so on. And can you find during the day half an hour, 1 hour for yourself? And he said, no, doctor, I don't, because time is money. I said, okay, if I offer you $1 million next month to give me 1 hour time for myself, you know, to speak with me or to change something. Will you do it? Of course, it's $1 million. So there is always time.
Mm-hmm.
It's only what is priority.
Priorities, yeah.
And if we are good, we can do so many things. I saw in my sample, you know, when I'm good, when I'm boosted and focused, I can do things that previously I was doing for 5 hours. I can fix it in two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the free time. This is why we need to be in communication with our inner self to boost the system in every possible way. I'm using everything. I'm using quantum medicine. You know, every week I do a session for myself. If I need the support of my colleagues, I use everything possible to have my energy on the highest level. You know, I will be 52, but I feel like I'm 35, and it was not before. So a lot of things, a lot of disturbance, you know, I was working a lot with the patient during the whole day. Then the patient is calling. I said, sorry, I have to finish this. And I don't do treatments for myself. 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 1 month, and so on. Then I feel I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I don't have time to rest. So if I'm not good, how can I help my patients? So then I make a decision and put myself in schedule and write me time. Because if I'm good, I can help all these people. If I'm not, they're coming and what I'm doing.
You can have a greater impact.
Yes, we have to give the sample to the people around us, whatever we are doing, that we are living this, that this is our truth, that this is our belief. I have personally also, as everybody else, a lot of issues. And this was the way how I find the possibility to help myself and how I can share it with the others.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that time is money, and I keep hearing this everywhere. But I think like time is not money, but time is energy. Because the only two things that you have on this planet is a time, which is running out for every one of us at the same point from the time we are here to the time we were earlier in your office. Time has been ticking away. Mm. The other thing is energy. And if you know how to manage your energy, whether with quantum mechanics, whether with breath work, whether with exercise, if you're able to increase your energy and the exuberance of life, you are able to do something exactly like you said. For what someone took maybe like 5 hours, you're able to complete it in 1 hour or 2 hours. What would take people 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years, you might be able to complete that in 2 or 3 years. And if you measure it this way, that means instead of 100 years, you might be living for 1,000 years. So that is your experience of life that comes in. And again, for all the doctors, for all the people who take care of us, especially the nurses, they've worked really hard in COVID time. We forget to take care of ourselves, our mothers especially. Mothers will always take care of their children, but they will forget to take care of themselves. And I think this is so beautiful what you said. You have to take care about yourself first, because you can only give to others, whether it's energy, whether it's love, whether it's business or profits or whatever, if you can do it yourself.
Like in plane. Who do you give first mask to yourself?
Exactly. Apart from some funny videos where people were just taking other people's masks.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we saw some pictures where you're supposed to wear the mask like this, and like some people wore it here and some people wore it here. But anyway, how important, since we kind of spoke about this mini joke, how important is fun in people's life? Because I think a lot of people take life too seriously now, and can being so serious about life or your work or your passion or a project that you're doing, can it have any negative impacts on us?
There are a lot of fears today, which I see with my patient. And as I mentioned you, mainly I see the fear of rejection. And people think that they are not good enough. They go into the fear about everything. And in this low energy, they cannot think properly. So positive thoughts and emotions are very important. We spoke this morning what I advise to my patients.
5-5-5. Can you give us a quick recap of that?
This is like I give them every morning when you wake up, you have to write like journaling, and it's very easy. You just need a couple of minutes. 5 smiles, 5 goals, and 5 gratitude. So scientifically, it's proved when you smile, even fake, like this, then you boost the energy, you know, the endorphins are working. So put five smiles that you will, for example, do that today, the reasons or what happened yesterday, just five, and then five goals. When you write and do this journaling, you can put anything because it's not real, you know, it's in your book. So you can imagine like a dream job, you change your energy. In, you know, in imagination, everything is possible and everything is allowed. And then you put five gratitude. People are confused with the gratitude when they start and everybody's speaking, which I agree, it's very important because we are aware of the things that help us, that we are alive, that we have so many possibilities and so on, so on. And when you start writing, I'm grateful for this, 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 then you are lost. But if you have just five, next day you can put the other five, you can change it. And then in a row, in 7 days, you see what is your priority. This is one way how you communicate to your inner self, to your subconscious. Then you see what is important to you. Why you're afraid to do maybe some job or you like it, but you don't have enough courage. There is a fear of rejection. So what will happen and so on. And a lot of us have it from the childhood that we are not good enough. When a parent says, okay, you cannot do it, this is not good and so on. So we have this pattern, this impact, like a memory, like a scar, and then it becomes like a habit that we can't do something. So changing of all this is a small task. People usually don't like the big one, you know, like I'm telling you, let's go to Himalaya, we are not ready, we are not even walking and so on. But if I say, okay, let's go to some hill to see how it looks like, these small steps is very, very good, because then patients don't feel overwhelmed and they can say, okay, this small, I can do it. But in the moment when they are tired, when they are, you know, in lack of concentration and exhaustions, and you give them a big task, they say, I can't, I will do it tomorrow. But if it's small, okay, I can do it. And these small steps lead to the big goals and aims. And then it just, you know, the moment when you start, the first step is, by my opinion, the most important. And this is agreement with yourself that you will change something. Maybe it will be better, maybe no. But I believe whatever happened, and you can also agree with me, we all have difficult moments in the lives, you know, stressful situations and, you know, like...
And everyone has it.
Exactly.
So if you guys were listening, you think that there's someone out there, whether it's Mark Zuckerberg or, you know, Tim Ferriss or whoever, Elon Musk. Elon Musk has a lot of difficult times. But every single person, regardless of their wealth, financial status, authority, they have difficult times. It's the concept of being common humanity. If you're born on this planet, you're going to go through all the emotions. You're going to go through hardships. It will be different for everyone, but everyone will go through it. So a lot of people, I just wanted to make this clear, because most people think that other people are okay and everyone
is fine, that everything is perfect, and it's not true.
Exactly. So a reality check, everybody.
Yes, working with a patient of different profiles, even I
Yeah, you have so
know,
much experience.
Yes, that they have certain issue, but... You know, it's actually good. And when I do testing and checking for my patients, they're scared what I will find. Sometimes they say, maybe it's better not to know. I said, no, it's not. Because we can see sometimes things that can happen in the future if the person doesn't change something. So we can stop it. Whatever we find, we can treat it. And actually, now I believe that there are no bad things, you know, like you have a disease or you have certain condition. It's just the body is telling you to change something. So a lot of people, because of this stressful situation and a lot of disturbances in life, they achieve what they are now, you know. Because if one door is closed, then some other will be open to you. Everything that was close to me, you know, I never imagined that I will be in quantum. I wanted to be a surgeon. I was too much in this physical part. And as a doctor, I only believe, you know, in medications, you know, in surgery, you cut it, pull it, fix it, and so on. And then, you know, life story brings you the quantum medicine. All doors are closing and only the quantum medicine is opening. Said, okay, let's see what it is. Now, I'm so grateful for all these closed doors, because actually, this is my life purpose. And I was very angry, you know, when people say, my life purpose is this. And I say, okay, why I don't have a life purpose? Why I don't know what is my life purpose? What is this? So when I find out that this is what I love to do, this is something that makes me happy, I feel my day very, very exciting and very joyful, and seeing that people are feeling better, it's like boosting energy also to me. I help them, but I had to pass all this situation, all this time, so I'm on the right path, on the right way. So a lot of other people, because of it, they are doing their dream job. They dare to live something different. And there is a fear, of course, will it be better or not? But if somebody tell you that everything is going to be fine, that everything is going to be good, you know, and put the stamp like a doctor, then they say, okay, I will survive this part. And I often ask my patient, okay, for example, we all have 1 week and then there is no planet Earth. What is important for you? What would you do in the next week? Would you be scared about this? Where your energy will be? And they say, no, of course I wouldn't. Doesn't matter. So it is very important to put priority. Will you be with family? Will you finish some project? Or will you travel? Whatever. What is the most important thing? We forget this. And then we never know how long we will live.
Exactly.
And we have to use every second, every minute, you know, and live it with a joy and share with the people. And I believe in this universe law, whatever you send, you will get it in return. And boosting each other and helping to each other, we help also to ourselves.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people, they don't think about, they think about, you know, their finances, they think about their relationships and a lot of things. But one thing that they don't think about is life by itself, because most people think that other people die. And then until they're really sick, they don't, cannot even imagine that something can go wrong with me. They think we are going to be over here forever. But the WHO did a statistics and they said that six people die every second. And this is a crazy number. So every second, there are about six people who are either terminally ill or they are dying. That means millions of people around the world are losing people every day. And it could be any one of us. Those guys did not have a crazy disease or something. It's just life. Life doesn't have any guarantees or assurances. And if you see it that way, and I love what you said, you know, another way to face that same question is, if you had all the money in the world, what would you do? And that's something that you should, it shouldn't be like, you know, you leave everything and go traveling. Yeah, like this morning you told me about the concept of balance and how in life everything should be in a more balanced state. Too much of something, whether it's exercise, whether it is, you know, dieting or biohacking or whatever, it's not that great. So try to get that yin and yang balance.
Exactly. And, you know, it was very influential to me when one of my professors on quantum physics said, Lyudmila, life is about, you know, journey, not about the aim. And then I remember, you know, when I was on university studying, you know, chasing to finish all the exam with the good results on time and so on. And you are learning so much without actually seeing everything around you. And then you got your degree and you're empty. You don't enjoy. Then I saw in life also with the people. You are chasing something. You come to the aim. You finish this goal. Everything is okay. And you are empty. And you didn't enjoy the journey. Then I heard these words of my professor and I say, okay, he's very right. I don't enjoy the process. This is like I'm not in the present time. So from that moment, I decide to live every second. You know, when you enjoy the weather, the smell, the sense, surroundings, when you, this is what we remember. When we put these amazing moments, this is a kind of gratitude also where we are. You know, for example, there are a lot of people here and not only here, worldwide, saying that they are in anxiety and depression, and they are really disturbed. And I was just telling, okay, look around. Do you see the beauty? Can you implement little something inside to change the point of view, you know? Because if you are looking the glass from this side or that side, try just to step out from the energy which is disturbing us, because our energy is going there where is the focus.
Mm.
So if my focus is here, I'm very disturbed. Okay, try the other way.
Mm-hmm.
The things will not bring the solution in the same way. Once, twice you tried, you have to find something else. And then when you implement your mind, your body, okay, it's a beautiful weather. You know, just a step. It's like a habit. Like we have the habits for the bad things, for the fears, for, you know, anger, for sadness and so on. Implement just each day, like these five smiles, something positive.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we have to be positive 24/7. It's not possible, of course. But bringing some of these things and changing the energy can influence a lot our health, our mind, and everyday life.
So wherever your attention goes, your energy flows. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Perfectly said.
So guys, focus on your energy, on the things that actually give you the empowerment, give you joy. Stop watching sunsets on your iPhones. Go outside one day, watch the sunset.
Connection with the nature. This is the most important thing. We lose it.
Yeah, we... Unfortunately, sometimes in like the summer months in Dubai, in UAE and the Middle East, it's difficult.
Mm.
But in the winter months, like, go out there. There are so many mountains around if you're living here in UAE. Or if not, then just going outside. Sometimes doctors in the US and in... From 1963, there is a program in Japan which is called Nature Therapy. So it's a part of their natural health program. Mm. They call it Shirin-yoku, or forest bathing, which means you just go out in the forest. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think. Just walk. There are certain elements of nature, the terpenes, the biofields, all of those things will interact with your cells, with your smell receptors, with your brain, with your visual cortex, and you will see the change. Now, I can, of course, talk on hours and hours with you. This is something that we realized this morning as well. We have another video coming up for you guys. But I want to ask you, where do you think we are heading in terms of quantum medicine and in terms of, because, you know, you're an expert trainer, you're a practitioner, you've been all around the world, you're going to all these conferences. So you're probably at the leading edge of where people are talking about the future. What excites you? What's coming? What things are you hopeful for?
I believe that a lot of people can benefit from it. You know, my working experience with the patient and, you know, this smile when we finish the treatments and the way how they feel. And even if they're not familiar with the terms of bioresonance and how it works, I always explain to them, always answer their questions. And when I see that I did something good, this is how we change the world, by helping one person and the other person. And I know this feeling because I started as a patient with the quantum, treating myself, trying to see the difference, because I previously didn't believe. I told you, I was too physical. You sit in the chair, you get the treatments, there is no electricity, you don't feel anything, there is no smell, nothing. How it works? I thought it's placebo. I have nothing against placebo, but then I said, okay, I will not use that expensive devices for something like that. But this is really something we can work on ourselves. But there are moments that we are overwhelmed. At that moment, you don't know what to do. Should I walk? Should I meditate? You cannot focus. You cannot concentrate.
People forget
which
to breathe.
Food? Exactly. Exactly. We are in stress or anxiety and so on. You need something to help you.
Mm-hmm.
With the quantum devices, we go to the root. See which is the main organ that needs support, which is the main emotion that need to be supported, or some intolerances. You do the intolerances test. This one can be different. Even we can find intolerance, not only gluten, wheat or sugar, dairy and so on. It can be the healthy food like lemon.
Yeah, you told me about lemon. Yes. I was so surprised.
I was, approximately 2 or 3 years ago, I found out that I had intolerance to lemon. And I was like this, oh, because I was putting lemon everywhere, in water, in salad. You know,
that's so me. I do it as well.
So my body at the moment says, it's enough for now, stop it. So I stopped it. I did the treatments for me. So now I'm again using the lemon or some other healthy food. Mm-hmm. And it's not the point to be the slave.
Mm-hmm.
But to find the proper way, how we can change this frequency, how we can nourish the body and give the right tips to the organs so in the future the person can consume all this food again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what actually quantum brings us, you know, to go faster to the root of the problem and give a solution on frequency level
mm-hmm.
that can help and support in when, you know, I like this, you know, you're going to physical, mental, emotional, like all included in one place. And what I also must say, this is not an emergency medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a doctor of conventional medicine, and I must say that when we need emergency medicine, this is priority.
Mm.
Quantum medicine is coming as a preventive or later to see where is the root, why something happened, what we can do to prevent something or how we can fix all this.
Got it.
Yes.
So we've come to an end of today's podcast.
Already?
If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
They can communicate through social media mm-hmm. or Instagram, or they can visit me. I'm at the Aldas Medical Clinic, Shoreline 10, Palm Jumeirah. They can visit me, get some more information. And
how many sessions does a person need for bioresonance?
It depends which diagnosis we are speaking about. Sometimes we work with a serious condition and sometimes we can work for a month. Usually, what I advise for the people who are generally healthy or have some smaller issues to start with 5 sessions. It can be done also 3. They can come for 1 session, you know, if they have painful condition or some situation. But generally, in 5 sessions, what we are doing cleaning these blockages, as we spoke before, then we are going for improving the function of liver, kidney, lymph, lungs, skin, and so on. And then we are also doing this intolerance is the main one. Today, the common situation, which I didn't mention you previously, is candida into the intestines.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are scared when they hear this candida, because if you Google it, you will find, you know, very, very heavy cases and situation. I'm not speaking the systematic candida. I'm speaking, you know, I had an allergies before on the skin. As a doctor, I tried, you know, do all these intolerances, didn't find anything. The results are perfect. I have the blisters on my hands. And then I had the problem with the dry skin. And it was, you know, a lot of itching and pain. And I tried with, you know, conventional medicine. At the beginning, it was okay. But later, I didn't have the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really disturbing me. On checking with the quantum medicine, find the candida into the intestines. I did all checking again. In conventional medicine, I couldn't find it anywhere. So candida also can give these moments like brain fog, mm-hmm. fatigue, anxiety, feeling of anxiety, depression, bloating, gases.
So what, 80% of the population? Chance.
It can be. It doesn't mean necessary that each person had mm-hmm. it, but it's the most common thing that we find on frequency level.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the treatments and I saw the difference mm-hmm. and I said, wow. So then also intolerances like gluten. Today, when we speak, almost every second person will tell, I'm intolerant to gluten. I'm not eating it. Or dairy.
Mm-hmm.
We had also these moments that a lot of people cannot use it. And there are a lot of bloatings and dampness and phlegm mm-hmm. inside. So what I suggest to the patient, when we do checking, I give them tips. What is the best for them to eat? What to avoid in the next 5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So just 5 weeks. Meanwhile, we are doing the treatments once a week. Usually 30 to 45 minutes, they drink plenty of water following the tips. And this is something that we suggest for the major of population.
Amazing. I can't wait to do a part two with you.
Yes.
Because we have to look forward to people's comments and then we'll do a part two. But today, thank you so much for meeting me twice and giving me your valuable time, energy, and effort. I am so grateful of whatever things you're doing, bringing out to the world, sharing to the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy, as I told you, the whole day. Our conversation, I think, could last for hours because we exchange very valuable information between. So I believe that everybody else will also benefit from it.
Amazing. So this is CJ, your host, signing out of the Shift with CJ podcast. Everyone have a great day, a great week, a great lifetime. Remember, your emotions are not something that you ignore. Those can have a great impact into your life. Like Dr. Ludmilla told you today, your sleep timings shouldn't be chaotic. The way you eat your food, when you eat your food, the water around you, all of these things that you previously ignored can have a deep impact on your cells, on your organs, even on a quantum level. So if you can, educate yourself, navigate through all of these things. And if you cannot and you're busy and you need some help, then reach out to experts like Dr. Ludmilla. She's here in Dubai. She keeps traveling the world. And now, you know, we're borderless everywhere. Everything can be done over many sessions, can be done over Zoom or something else. So I highly encourage you to not wait for the storm, but hear the whispers of your body. And with that, today's episode is ended. See you later.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.